The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. Pink is actually going to join us at 4 today. So we'll have to talk about jealousy a little earlier than when we were planning at 4. But speaking of jealousy, last night, it was tough as a Browns fan watching last night's game, specifically the second half where it broke wide open, to not just be jealous at how poetic both offenses looked in the second half of that Bengals and Ravens game.
Yeah, I mean, Burrow was awesome. Lamar is taking his game to another level.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I almost feel bad for Burrow in the sense that Burrow is now, he's just, the numbers are going to be insane. He kind of reminds me of Deshaun, that final year in Houston when he went 4-12, but threw for 4,800 yards and had 30-plus touchdowns. And it kind of feels like that with Joe Burrow. He's just on such a scorched pace when it comes to like what he's doing with passing yards. Jamar Chase, my goodness, 264 yards. Like, it was just an incredible display. But Lamar being able to take his game to another level is what really stood out. Like, I never had a moment where I looked at Lamar in the pocket and then saw Joe Burrow in the pocket and thought, oh, these guys are the same player. Like, these are the same thing. Lamar's been able to get his game there. It's incredible.
So what's incredible about it to me is 3 years ago when you traded for Deshaun Watson, it felt attainable that you could get a quarterback in that stratosphere because Lamar hadn't got to this level yet. Because Joe Burrow was fantastic, but he was still a young quarterback. And you're like, wow, they're going to massacre him behind that offensive line, which they're still doing. Pittsburgh was in a sea of uncertainty. Now, Lamar and Joe are just two of the best passers in the NFL. They feel unattainable on some level. And then what Russ is doing now, like what Russell Wilson's doing is what Pittsburgh's been missing for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's been the thing that's made them not a championship team. So you look around and it's like, well, we got Jameis. Hey, you want to find out what you have in DTR?
One of these things is not like the other.
And I was looking at Joe's numbers. And 2,600 yards this season, 69% completion percentage, 24 touchdowns, 4 INTs.
Yeah, I mean.
And they're 4-6.
He legitimately is having one of the better seasons. He's not going to win the league MVP because you don't win league MVP when your team might inch their way into the postseason. I don't even know if that's a certainty. I'm just enamored with Lamar Jackson right now. Nick, I've never had a moment in the Patrick Mahomes era where I've thought, I think I would take, if you gave me one quarterback for the fate of the universe in a game tomorrow, that answer would be anybody but Patrick Mahomes, but I think that might be where I'm at with Lamar. Now, it sucks that he stinks in the postseason still, and I can't talk about how great he is because in the postseason he just wilts away and it's not the same, but I mean, he's just on another level right now.
That's the rebuttal. The rebuttal is, I hear what you're saying.
He's got a big bugaboo in the postseason, but regular season quarterback, he's as good as the league sees.
Almost 2,700 yards, 24 touchdowns, 2 INTs, and what was so important about last night's game, the whole knock on the Ravens. If you get a lead, Lamar can't pass his way back into it. That's exactly what he did. I mean, they were down 21-7, midway through the third quarter, and they went off on a tangent, and Lamar went off on a tangent. And it's so funny because, you know, Cincinnati scores last in that, they have a chance to either kick a field goal to tie the game at 35s or go for two. And they went for two and didn't get it. And all anyone's talking about is not the decision, but everything that happened after it. The decision's kind of an important conversation to have, though. Should you have played for the tie? Should you have played for overtime? Or did they make the right decision trying to win the game right there?
I don't know. Are we lockstep that it was 100% the right call? Because I think it was 100% the right call.
I don't know. It's 100% the right call, but it's a call I would have made.
I mean, if Lamar gets the ball back, Lamar is going to score. If he gets the ball first in overtime, I think we just saw it last week, and I think that's why it's fresh in people's mind. You know, Todd Bowles gets ripped because Baker in overtime doesn't get a chance to get the ball back. They don't go for two against Mahomes. I mean, this just happened last week. Baker doesn't go for two. They play for overtime. Baker never gets the ball. Mahomes gets the win. Yeah. The coin went the right way, as it always does, it seems like, for the Chiefs, but he gets the call. And, I mean, that was it. That's blouses. Which, by the way, I hate that in the NFL rule book. I know.
That's blouses?
No, yeah, I hate it. I mean, we've made adjustments to that you have to score first on the touchdown, and it's much better than what it used to be, but I still hate the idea that you can go to overtime, and then that can just be the game, and you never get the ball back. I hate that.
Give me old college overtime rules. Before they did, like, the third overtime, they do the dumb things. I hate that.
Yeah.
But no, give me the... Each team gets the ball. In the NFL, it'd have to be at like the 50. You couldn't give it to the 20. It'd be too easy. There'd be 75 overtimes. But each team gets the ball at the 50, and whoever scores, doesn't score first, loses. I love that. The shootout style of that. But specific to what you're saying, there was only 33, 34 seconds left in regulation when you scored. And so I understand the point of they're not going to score, and they're not going to win in 30 seconds. Like, as good as the Ravens were in the second half, they're not going to march down the field. And this isn't a Mahomes thing. You gave him 31 seconds too long.
With the idea that if you convert the two there, you win the game.
Yeah, and I think the reason why that matters is the Ravens are the better team. Like,
right.
This is what kills me about it, though. Just one second. What was it last week? Todd Bowles gets killed for playing it safe. And now a week later, it's like Zach Taylor's getting killed for doing the thing that Todd Bowles didn't do. It's like the inconsistency of logic here is what drives me crazy. You and I think, are, if you're the worst team and you're on the road and you've got a chance to end the game with 30 seconds left, you damn do it.
Right, that's why I'm defending Zach Taylor now, and that's why last week I questioned Todd Bowles.
Yeah, and by the way, it might be the thing that people think back to if Bowles doesn't get another season there and they bump somebody else up. I don't think they're going to do it to the OC, Liam Cohen, but I could totally see that be kind of the decision of, like, that wasn't smart. You played that a specific way, and we lost that game because of you.
And so the defense on that one, and it is a little bit different, the defense on that one was the idea that Mahomes would then be playing with four downs if he got the ball back. And was, if you actually looked at some of the advanced numbers on it like I have, it is closer to a coin flip than a lot of people would suggest. But in my opinion, with last night, when you have Joe Burrow, you go for the two, and you go for the win right there.
Yeah, because I think the people saying just play for the tie – are thinking, well, it's Lamar versus Joe. In overtime, I'll take Joe. I don't think you're watching the NFL anymore.
You're not watching the right game. You're not updated to who Lamar Jackson is right now.
And so I think that puts you in an interesting position kind of going forward. And here's the other part of this. The only other thing that I've heard about this is, well, if you lose that game in that moment, you go to 4-6 and your season is over. And it's like, okay, same thing happens if you then play for a tie and you lose in overtime. Like, yeah, losing isn't good. That's why you're trying to get the fifth win of the season.
Losing kind of sucks. Yeah.
And so it's, by the way, I don't think their season's over.
No, it doesn't seem like it. They got an easier back half of the schedule as well. It doesn't seem like it is, but it did feel like in the moment, because I think I told you yesterday, Nick, I think I was like, if they lose this game, maybe it was 2 days ago, I'm like, if they lose this game, like, that's not good for them in any stretch of the measure, because you can't fall that far behind. And really, there's no belief in that defense, Nick. There's no belief in that defense. How many games is Burrow going to throw for 450 yards like he's been doing week in, week out, it seems like? But how many days can you keep that going?
So the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, after the loss, did explain the decision to go for two.
Came here to win. But we expected to come in here and win, and we did everything we could to do that. Doesn't change the fact that I'm proud. I think everybody on that field fought, gave us a chance. Austin came on the road to a good team, and it's sickening that this has happened twice to us. That's what it is. We got to find a way to close out these games. You know, we had our opportunity. We got down there, went for two, and just didn't work out for us.
I commend him for not making the obvious excuse on what happened on the two-point conversion attempt.
I like that he went for it and he put his fate for that game on the line with the idea that, oh, the guy Joe Burrow that took us to a Super Bowl, multiple AFC title games, I'm going to bet on that guy. Like, Nick, if the powers that be that from here were like, all right, Nick, you got one show for the fate of your job. Like,
not,
this is it.
You're not going to go Jameis Eminem reference
you,
here.
You got, no. No, I'm
you
not.
You got one chance.
I don't have it in me. You got one show to prove to us that you're the guy that we want until the end of time. You're going to go ahead and put yourself in the chair, or you're going to go ahead and put some other named host to go ahead and have the ratings for one show. You're going to bet on you.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day, you're going to bet on you. And that's all he did there. Like, he couldn't risk the idea that you gave Lamar the ball, you lost the coin toss, you gave Lamar the ball, and then you sat there on the sidelines and watched as your wrecked defense, and that's what they are, they're a wrecked defense, watch Lamar go up and down the field just like he did all the entire fourth quarter, really all night long. And I like the call. To me, it's an easy no-brainer call.
We do have to have the conversation.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Station though, because Joe Burrow should get those calls. If you don't want to call Gesicki getting obviously held,
the two-point conversion,
if they're hands to face for a quarterback, there's no excuse today in today's day and age NFL with how much they watch the quarterback. Nnamdi Madubuike's hand literally was in his face mask, moving his face, or moving the helmet to one side of his face.
The ball was out of his hand.
Yeah.
I get it. Both things were wrong. Ball was out of his hand. And on the other side of it, what a lot of people wanted was a holding call there. It's away from the play.
Are you talking about the Gesicki one?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're penalties.
They are. Like, no, they both are.
Like, I think.
I don't know that they directly impacted the play enough of a way where I'm going to sit here and be like, that cost them the game from that perspective. They should have gotten the calls. I wouldn't have been mad if they got the calls. The ball was out of Burrow's hand.
The other one was away from the play. He was in the motion of throwing.
The ball is gone when he actually gets hit in the helmet.
No, it's literally what's happening is, and we're just seeing it differently.
Obviously, yeah. Like I watched it like 10 times.
The ball flew out of his hand in the direction that it did, which was a little high and way hard. You can throw a little off of a guy's like wide open, Joe, just so you know. You don't have to gun it every single play, but... you can kind of see his body contort as he's throwing. I think it impacted the trajectory of the throw. It also didn't help the guy wasn't fully in the end zone. That was dumb, too.
I just throw to Jamar Chase in that moment.
I don't think he had time. Because to throw back, you need an extra half second to turn your body to throw, and his eye line was already going this way.
And again, I'm not in Joe Burrow's head. I didn't listen afterwards and find out if what he said about whether or not he should have gotten the ball to Jamar Chase in any way, but it's 264 yards in the night. Like, I'm dialing up a play where I can be quick about it, and I can get the ball and a chance at Jamar Chase.
See, I think, so I'll agree the ball has to go to Jamar. I think that's on the play caller.
Like, what are you thinking? No, for sure it is. How do you bet on your guy in such a way and then not have it involve the guy that absolutely wrecked the game the entire night?
I'll tell you exactly how you do it. You overthink it. They're going to expect it goes to Jamar, so we're going to put it to, what, the third string wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, that was mind-blowing.
But Joe after the game, because we don't have time to play it, but Joe after the game was like, well, I don't get those calls. And I was like, usually I kind of think you're a salty little bee about it, but this time you might be right. Because any quarterback in the NFL, if a hand is anywhere near your face within 5 seconds of the throw, you're getting that call.
It does kind of feel like, you know how they do in buzzer beaters in the NBA? Basically, you can just assault anybody on those final plays. It just turns out and it is what it is. That's what it kind of felt like to me. And 2-point conversions with the game on the line kind of had that same vibe to it as well.
216-474-0092. JP and I are in lockstep on the decision to go for two for Zach Taylor at the end of that game. End of regulation with 30 seconds to go. Was that the right call? And JP has been out on this. I think I've come up with a way to sell JP on what next year really is. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.